Right, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palka reporting. Suicide bombings in Afghanistan and Pakistan. An Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has climbed to 24, with at least 40 people wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility. At least 25 people were killed in a blast in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore on Monday. At least 50 others were injured in the explosion. The director general of police operations told reporters that the blast was the work of a suicide bomber riding a motorbike. At least 9 police personnel were among the dead. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. The Israeli foreign minister said one of the two Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. The incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
The UN Security Council is to meet in emergency session today to discuss the violence. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte defended his strong-arm policies against drug traffickers and martial law in Mindanao. In a State of the Nation address in Manila today, he said the fear that he could be prosecuted for his policies against the drug trade would not lead him into an inaction.